I'm Peter Pekarsky, a U.S. Senate candidate approving this ad paid for by Pekarsky for Wisconsin, asking what kind of world do you want to leave to your children and grandchildren? A world where Ron Johnson uses his Senate vote to change the tax code so another $79 million stays with three of his rich campaign contributors instead of paying for Wisconsin schools and roads? Or a world where Peter Pekarsky is a U.S. Senator working for all the people of Wisconsin? Tell us what you want at PekarskyForWisconsin.com.
Max and Matt Flynn Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The judge in Dane County, Valerie Bailey Wren, whom I know is a good judge, just issued an opinion in which she said that Gableman, Mike Gableman, quote, has run amok and gone rogue. Run amok and gone rogue. Run amok is a phrase, goes back to the English occupation of Afghanistan and their sorties into Malaysia and into Eastern Asia. And on the Malay Peninsula, occasionally somebody would be fed up and he'd run amok. What that means is he'd run down the beach with a machete and start hacking off everybody's heads till somebody killed him. So for a judge in Dane County to say that Gableman has run amok and gone rogue, you have to think, okay, why'd she say it? Because she's a respected judge. And she's exactly right. Remember, they have been hiding, Voss and Gableman have been hiding documents sought under the open records laws about what Gableman has done to earn 676 grand. Why was he getting 11 grand a month? Why was his staff getting 20,500 a month? Why were they collectively getting 31,500 a month from your bank account and mine, courtesy of our state taxes, to quote, investigate, end quote, quote, fraud, end quote, that didn't happen. It wasn't fraud. Then they changed it to investigating the lifestyles of poll workers. And they concentrated on one woman who lived with her boyfriend, and they had investigated that. It's none of their business. And then they said she had tattoos and dyed her hair. So she was obviously a Democrat. Well, first of all, that's none of their business, her lifestyle. Secondly, everybody who works at the polls votes themselves, so they're going to be Democrats or Republicans. The idea is the peaceful transition of power. Democrats and Republicans together administer fair voting. Administer fair voting. The clown was burning 31 grand a month to investigate whether people had tattoos and live with their boyfriends. Now, what happened was Gableman's lawyer said he couldn't answer why there were no records, and he wouldn't say where he searched, allegedly searched. Voss said, I don't control Gableman, and I can't search his phone and computer. Okay? The staff said, we basically didn't do anything. We were paid, and we didn't do anything. Maybe that's because there are no records. You can't get away with this, okay? Not in front of a good judge. Here's the deal. It's a question of agency. Valerie Bailey Wren, back in November, ordered Voss, Robin Voss, to produce records. He sat on it. He was late. And then he said, I gave it to Gableman. I hired Gableman at taxpayer expense to put the records together. And she said, did you give him any instructions? He said, no, I just told him to get the records. Then they bring Gableman in. And Gableman goes, I couldn't find any. And they go, well, what did you do to look? He said, I can't tell you. And they asked staff, what records did you have? And they said, not really any, because we didn't do anything. You got 20 grand a month and you didn't do anything? And at taxpayers' expense. And then they go, well, there should have been some emails. I mean, somebody went to office every day. Somebody emailed somebody. Can't find them. There's a thing in discovery law that goes like this. The principal is responsible for the agent. By that, I mean, Voss is the guy who is under the compulsion to produce the documents. He can hire an agent. I mean, he could ask his secretary to go down to the warehouse and look through the boxes. But ultimately, he's responsible. He can't just go, I gave it to Gableman, and it's not on me anymore. That's not the law of agency. And so whether it's Gableman or a secretary goes down to the warehouse and comes back, you have to put in an affidavit from her, what she or he did, and an affidavit from Voss saying, I told them to do this and gave them instructions. And then you have that. And then the other side can say, well, we want to go down to the warehouse and look to make sure you got it right. They didn't do any of that. Voss didn't put in any affidavit. He just goes, I talked to Gableman. It's not on me, which is false. It's not the law. Then Gableman goes, I couldn't find anything. And he doesn't say where he looked. Staff goes, maybe there are no documents because we didn't do any work. Well, Gableman obviously is investigating women who live with their boyfriends and have tattoos and dye their hair because he told the newspaper that. So what, you pull us out of thin air and you don't document this with even an email? I don't believe that, frankly. You're supposed to put in an affidavit saying in detail what you did. I think that the judge right now is reluctant to fine Voss because she's held him in contempt. And she thinks, okay, that is a stigma. That's not a stigma in Dane County. For a Republican to be held in contempt by a judge is a badge of honor. They're sick. It's a sick party. You got to make it hurt. And so what she has got to do is say, and there is this hearing on June 9th, by the way, or June 16th, the hearing on June 16th, where she needs affidavits from these people. If they don't put in the affidavit, and if the affidavit is BS, it's two sentences saying, we looked hard, couldn't find anything with no detail. She doesn't find Gableman. She finds Voss. Find him a grand a day. You know, in New York, they find Trump 10 grand a day. With Voss, find him a grand a day, 7 days a week, until he comes up with an affidavit. And if he doesn't come up with one, he orders Gableman to. And if he goes, it's not on me, it's Gableman, to find the law of agency, a grand a day. And that can go on for 30 days. That's 30 grand. And that's a judgment against him. It's a lien on his real estate until he obeys the court. I mean, she could throw him in jail. Some judges would. That's a heavy lift with the illegitimate speaker of the gerrymandered legislature. I understand that. I understand that. But you can't have this kind of, you know, a shuffling of the peanuts under a different shell and go, okay, I'm Voss, I obeyed you, I told Gableman to do it. Gableman goes, you didn't tell me to do it, Voss told me to do it, so nobody can search my phone and my computer. And I looked, and I couldn't find anything. She goes, all right, where'd you look? Well, you know, I just looked. Then they ask staff, and they stonewall, and they go, well, maybe there are no documents because we really didn't do much. Well, he flew out to a Mike Lindell, My Pillow Guy, conspiracy seminar, I think out in North Dakota, Gableman did. I think he flew down to Arizona to watch the Cyber Ninja fake corrupt audit. He obviously talked to Voss. What? He never emailed Voss? He never emailed Voss? And they go, well, you know, the Incas, you know, they were down in Peru. They're the only major civilization ever to exist that had not invented writing. So they administered a far-flung thing through smoke signals and people riding alpacas or whatever. This is Wisconsin. You think that happened in Madison? You think Voss and Gableman only spoke and never had an email between them? I mean, come on. How many emails do you send? How many emails did I send to clients and they sent to me? How about reports? You're supposed to do a report regularly, and he blew him off. Well, I can't find him. I can't find him. What'd you get 676 grand for at my expense, our expense? Why'd you get taxpayer money to produce no documents? I think they're afraid of the documents. They may have destroyed them. And by the way, that is a very serious contempt of court. If you're under order,